Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That has to be the least believable piece of audio of the day today.
Yeah, point blank.
Yeah, and I mean, here's the thing. We are, what, 2.5 weeks, basically, from his buyout going from $10 million. June 1st, Belichick's buyout goes from $10 million to $1 million. If you're UNC, don't you just write the check?
Yes,
haven't
sir.
You seen enough here?
Mike, I think the better question is, at ACC Media Days or whatever this is, the fact that you have to answer the question of how much influence does your girlfriend have with football should tell you everything you need to know. In question that I never thought I would get answered or asked or answered at a Media Day, that one. How much? And he has to come out and say she'll have nothing to do with football. Yes, you write the check. You have a countdown clock in the office until all of a sudden it goes from $10 million to $1 million.
Well, the problem, too, and this is, and again, it's always been this way to a certain element with college football primarily, this wasn't anything that Bubba Cunningham wanted. This isn't what North Carolina Athletics wanted. This was a couple of boosters who got all bricked up on Cialis, and they wanted Bill Belichick.
It was the Deion effect.
They paid the freight, right. So the problem is Deion's not 73.
No.
Deion's not having some late-stage crisis.
No.
And
Deion actually had a Heisman Trophy winner in Travis Hunter and his son.
Well, there you go.
He had players where you could at least showcase the players. There's nothing to showcase, but North Carolina knew because of Bill Belichick, you're going to be on TV for those first 4 weeks. Joel Klatt and those guys will be trying to do your game, the interview, and hey, coach, how's it feel to be in college type of thing? You don't have a product. So good luck with that.
So here's the question. Does Bill Belichick coach a game at North Carolina? Do you think when the season opens up, he's their coach? I'm not telling you I have the strongest opinion on this. I just think there has to be conversations going on where people look around the room and go, we didn't bargain for this. At no point did I imagine 24-year-old cheerleader girlfriend with a lanyard storming the sidelines of the practice fields. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Nor did I see the CBS interview going the way it went when Bill Belichick was turned into Ray Liotta at the end of Hannibal, eating his own brain. Like, there's a certain element to this where you look around and go, wait, what did we buy here? And if the buyout goes from 10 to 1, do you push the button and just get out of this? Because let's be fair. To say that college football has become a young man's game would be the understatement of the year, mm-hmm. right? You have a 73-year-old coach. He wasn't a long-term solution anyways.
Right. And unless you thought his kid was going to be the heir apparent.
Oh, for God's sakes. What, Captain Funny Face?
Mike, this was a novelty act. This was just, hey, we want to be relevant, so let's just do something. It's working in Colorado. They get a ton of attention, and maybe we'll get players who want to play for Bill Belichick. That all went out the window when they were like, well, who's in charge here? Is it you or is it your girlfriend?
Rico, you said something very smart last week when you said, we don't even know who's on their roster. And I get it. Being in the news, it's great. Good or bad, most sometimes, right? It's great. They're getting talked about. Bill Belichick's in the news. But this is bad news. This is weird news. And the problem that I have and why I believe he will not coach there is because they went to the circus and now the animals are going crazy. Running all over the place, doing whatever they want to do. And it's like, oh, we got to get out of this. Yeah. That's what I feel. You're right, Mike. They're going to have to say, you know what? This is not what we signed up for. Bye-bye.
I don't think he coaches a game in North Carolina. I think maybe they try to save face and it'll be, oh, some health concern or do whatever. But I don't think it's going to happen. It can't. If you're North Carolina, you want to be taken seriously because you're a joke right now. Every other team is just, it's easy to recruit against you. Like, well, hey, if the girlfriend walks in one day and says she wants a new quarterback, guess what, son? You're going to get benched.
It's one of the most bizarre stories of the year. But then Rico's right. You see the video on the monitor, but you also had Jeremy in his update. The fact that you're asking the head coach, what power, what role does your girlfriend play in North Carolina football? I'd be mortified if I were a booster.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Or if I were even better, someone in that athletic department who got railroaded by said boosters, this was not a project that they wanted.
How about just the whole, she got banned and then got full access in 4 hours last week. Oh, she's going to be banned from football. Wait a minute. Actually, she's not. She has full access to everything. She is a distraction. And I don't know the young lady. She could be a fine person. But to North Carolina football, she is a distraction. Okay. I don't know her.
Okay, you don't need to. Any 24-year-old who shacks up with a 73-year-old, you've lost the good person card, okay? Stop. I mean, at best,
Belichick is funny.
At best, you are emotionally and mentally unstable. And at worst,
maybe Belichick is funny and she's got major grandpa issues.
I commend you for trying to be nice.
Yeah, I know, but there was no reason for it.
I don't want to come across as slandering the young lady.
She's done enough on her own. I think you're covered. I'm
just saying. It looks like, seems like, feels like.
Yeah, great. You know what also was a real scene? Bill Belichick, 73 years old, at a pageant contest.
Yeah.
Problem, if you're a grandpa, that's acceptable. Not for your girlfriend.
The problem is this. This, I believe, is just killed his legacy. He went from being the smartest coach, and then there was the whole, was it Belichick? Was it Brady? Well, Brady went on and kept winning. You didn't. Team had to get rid of you. You went to college. Okay, I'm going to win at college, something Brady didn't, and you're not even going to get that chance. Right. Now you're known for your girlfriend. People are going to know you for that, and they're going to forget about all the good stuff that you did.
Such a weird story. David, you can get the ticket text, and then I've got something fun. I want to do a study in artificial intelligence on one of my favorite topics. I'll explain, but go ahead, David.
Imagine this was a coach in Detroit, in one of our local colleges. We want that guy fired yesterday. There's no way he is there week one. That is Milo from St. Clair Shores.
I can't imagine it. Although, no, I could, because if this was happening at Michigan, the media would say what a great idea it is and how Jordan had really revolutionized Michigan football and how it had, no. Actually, the bathwater drinkers, they'd find a way to make this into a positive.
You know what, Mike?
You know it's true.
I don't
have the bell around.
Yeah, fair.
Yes.
You win. If it happened at State, forget it. Oh, my God. Please, first of all,
went from Tucker to him?
Right, I'd be killing the team, but then forget it. The media, ESPN would be parked in the football building parking lot.
Paula, get your frequent flyer miles ready.
It would be an insanity. Go ahead, David.
Someone says, this North Carolina thing seems like a script from a movie or some Netflix show. It makes no sense.
No,
he David, can't be there anymore.
David, it doesn't, because I'll tell you this. If anybody in a script writing class that I had turned this in, it will be filled with red marks. Do better.
Someone else says, bunch of haters. Do your thing, Bill. None of you would turn that down. You're a bunch of liars. Drew on 94. It's not even.
Drew, you're missing the entire point. Do yourself a favor. Take your right hand, which isn't on the wheel, and place it there. You're thinking with the wrong head, bro. You're not a 73-year-old Hall of Fame head football coach embarrassing and soiling your legacy in the name of Punani.
Right.
What are we talking about, Drew?
Right.
It's, I mean, what are we talking about, Drew?
It's the life lesson that I give my nephew. after you all the time. You'll become a man when you turn down less.
Right. Hey, Drew, you're, if Bill was at bowling league and a 24-year-old cheerleader who, I don't know, had some daddy issues, wanted to shack up, that's Bill's prerogative. When you are the CEO of a prestigious university's football program and you have 8 million Super Bowl rings, you're the most famous coach in history. No, it's kind of a weird thing. It's odd,
unless,
to say the least.
Unless she's saying, I want to introduce you to my mom.
That? Who's younger than you?
Still. Uh-oh. Okay. If mom is coming in at 54, okay, great. This? No. But whoever that texter is, yeah, both hands on the wheel.
Please.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.